Mike, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Man, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm good. How has your off season gone? Have you had the cup yet?
The off season's been great. I've not had the cup per se. I've been around the cup, but I haven't had my personal day with the cup. But I don't think that's going to happen because we're getting into the thick of getting ready for next season now. So I think my Grey Cup memories are from being on stage with it in Winnipeg and a couple of days back here in Edmonton, and I'm just fine with that. Those are memories that'll last a lifetime for sure.
We are less than a week away from free agency, and as one of the leaders of your team, do you talk to the guys just to kind of get a mindset of where they're at, or do you leave that part alone?
Well, I talk to all of my teammates during the off season, whether they're guys whose contracts are potentially going to expire or they're guys that are under contract for years to come. I try to keep in touch with all of them as often as I can, you know, because they're good friends of mine. They're family, you know, they're not just teammates, but we put a lot together or put a lot in together each and every year. So I've talked to most of the guys, you know, in the last month or so. But in terms of contract talks and things like that, that's the business side of it, and I stay away from the business side of it. That's not my job. My job is to play the football side of it, and you know, I just always tell the guys, hey, you know, obviously I hope you're back with us next season, and until I know otherwise, I'm going to assume that that's the case, and we're going to talk and act like we're getting prepared for 2016. And, you know, that's why Ed gets paid to be the general manager, and I have nothing but faith in him. He always gives us the best opportunity to win football games by the guys that he puts in that locker room, and this year will be no different.
I'm guessing this off season is significantly different than the last one for you for a variety of reasons. A, you're a Grey Cup champion. B, you're healthy, right? You finished the season. And C, the offense right now, you know, your key guys are intact, your receivers, your offensive line, which a few years ago was kind of the weakness of the team. Now it's arguably one of the strengths of your team. And you have a new coach who's, you know, a very creative offensive coordinator who wants the offense to be even more attack-oriented. Mike, how excited are you about it in your brief conversations with Jason Moss? And do you foresee maybe having to be the strength of this team early on until the defense gets all their pieces together and, you know, and you guys are even and equal?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of information in that question that I could talk about in the sense of first, you know, yeah, our offensive line has done great things, and they've really grown over the last couple of years together, and they work great as an offensive unit, and those guys are the key to winning football games. They got to all be on the same page, and the more that they work together, the better they get, and that's just going to continue to happen and continue to be a strength for us. So that's a great thing to have as a quarterback and as a football team. And in terms of the off season, it is nice to be able to walk without a boot when the season ends. So this is a much better start to the off season than last year. You know, and I feel more fresh in January of this year than I have the last couple of years. And part of that is finishing the season healthy. Part of that is, you know, outside of my knee, my body got a break for the first 9 weeks of the season last year. So, you know, I didn't have to recover from a whole lot when the season ended. But in terms of our new coaching staff and particularly Moss, you know, I'm extremely excited to work with him. You know, I spoke with him the day that we hired him, and you could just tell without being in the same room with him and just talking over the phone, you could still just tell his enthusiasm, his competitive nature, and just the type of guy that he is and how badly you know, he wants to come here and be a part of a Grey Cup championship this next season. You know, and that's going to carry over. That's part of what I'm really excited about is that, you know, the staff that we have here, they know that we have good players in our locker room and we got a good thing going, but, you know, they weren't with us to lift that trophy up at the end of the season. And so they're fired up, and there's going to be no sitting back and resting on this past championship. You know, it's going to be important for us to come out and be ready to go day one in June. And that's the other part of the two. I've been in Edmonton for a couple of days now, and I've spent, you know, hours with the offensive coaches in the meeting rooms going over things, and they're working all day, every day to make sure that everything is set up for us to succeed. And, you know, I'm excited to be a part of that. you know, we're talking through some of the terminology and stuff, and there's some things that are the same terminology-wise. There's some things that are totally different. So there's going to be, you know, some learning involved for sure. But at the end of the day, most of it is similar enough to where we should be able to pick it up very quickly and hit the ground running. And I expect our offense to be very successful from day one. But that's not to say, in answer to your question, do I feel like we have to carry the team until our defense picks up? Absolutely not. We've had a great defense for the last 2 years, and we're going to have a great defense this next season. We have all the pieces in place. All the core defensive players are back, you know, and we're going to have the athletes there. And with the defensive staff that we've brought in, and certainly with Coach Benny, who I know well from BC, you know, I have a ton of confidence in what we're going to be able to do on both sides of the football as well as special teams. So, you know, there's no reason for us to sit here and say, okay, we got to reinvent the wheel. We got the players that we need to win another championship, and we have the coaching staff as well. So we're excited to get started.
Grey Cup champion Mike Riley joins us. Mike, now that you're a Grey Cup champion, do you think you'd be a better karaokeer?
No, not a chance, man. I don't think there's anything in the world that can help my my ability. It's just that good. I don't know if you can top what I put out there the first time. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, I don't know what's better than perfect. If you can tell me that, then I'll try to figure it out.
Quickly, in your coaches' meetings with your offense and Jason Moss, we saw what happened. You know, Henry Burris had an unbelievable season, you know, career year for him at his age with Moss. Does that excite you? Like, what is it about Moss, just in your brief meetings, that you think, wow, you know, he's going to help me as a quarterback?
No question about it. I'm definitely extremely excited to work with him. I know the rest of our offensive guys are as well. You know, I just think his resume speaks for itself. You know, he's been successful in his coaching career wherever he's been. You know, with the work that he was doing as the quarterback coach in Toronto with Ricky Ray, and then obviously as the offensive coordinator last year with Ottawa, and turning their offense from what it was in 2014 to what it was in 2015, you know, clearly he was the big force behind that. And, you know, just the way he thinks the game, you know, is how I've been told that he played it, with, you know, that fire and passion and competitiveness. It just, you can feel it, and it wears on you in the sense of, you know, if you're coming into a meeting and you're not excited about it, you're going to be after you start talking to him, because he's got a lot of great ideas. You know, and they did some out of the box thinking in Ottawa and did some really awesome things that you can see the rest of the league took notice of and wants to try to emulate it. And now we have the guy that created that up-tempo stuff. So we have the athletes on our team at the wide receiver position, at the running back position, to take that offensive system that he has kind of built into his own. And you know, we feel like the sky's the limit. We feel like that, you know, we can do an even better job than they did in Ottawa last year with that. So we're excited to go out, get on the field, and start running that stuff. We're still quite a ways away here in the beginning of February, but the work definitely starts now. You know, you don't want to start June 1st getting to know one another and trying to figure out what's going to work best for us. That's why we're putting that work in right now.
Mike Riley joins us. Mike, quickly, position you know very well, the quarterbacking position. I know you're a big fan of football. Super Bowl 50 is around the corner. Manning versus Cam Newton, very distinct, different type of quarterbacks, both very successful in their own right at different stages of their career. Handicap this game, who do you like and why?
Well, they're both extremely mobile quarterbacks, as we all know. So, yeah, you got that going on. But, you know, I think there's two parts to it. There's what my gut's telling me, like kind of what my brain is saying, is that Carolina's by far the best football team in the NFL. They're playing great football. They're not really weak at any position, and their quarterback is the best player in the game right now. He's had an amazing season, and Cam Newton is, I don't know really how you stop him. So I got to go with Carolina in terms of who I think is going to win. But then there's the heart, and that's saying, man, I've watched Peyton play for so long now, and since, you know, for as long as I can really remember, you know, he was the guy that was like, man, this is a special quarterback, and he's been doing it for so long. You know, you want him to kind of go out on a high note. I would love to see him win one last Super Bowl. You know, his body's broken down, but his mind is still in it. So, you know, hopefully he's got one last game in him to make it a fun game to watch as a fan. I don't want it to be a blowout. That's the worst, is when the championship game is a blowout. So I hope it's close, but I got to go with Carolina.
Yeah, I would agree with you. It's hard to, it's not only their offense, their defense is the only one better is Denver. And while we can say defense wins championships in some cases, sure, but when you got the second best defense and the best offense, well,
right.
I would take that team for sure. When you watch that game, are you a fan? Are you watching to look and say, and I know that the games are very different, but are things you can still pick up from a Super Bowl that somehow can enhance your game in the CFL?
Well, I'm a fan of football in general. I like to watch football. I like the Canadian game better now that I've been up here long enough. I like watching CFL games better, NFL games with the extra down and all the running and stuff like that. There can be times where I just get a little bit bored with it, but to be able to watch those two quarterbacks who's, the guy that's been doing it for so good for so long against the guy that's, up and coming and is the new, wave of top quarterbacks in the league, you definitely want to watch what it is that makes them so good. You watch Peyton and you watch his recognition pre-snap of what defenses are doing and how he can get himself into a position to be successful despite not having the arm strength anymore and not having any mobility and all of that, yet he can still be successful because he knows where to go with the ball. And then you got a guy like Cam who obviously still makes really good decisions but uses his athleticism in a way where it benefits his offense, but he's still not going downfield and taking huge hits. I mean, there's times where you've seen him dive across the goal line and take some hits and does what needs to be done, but a lot of times he's getting out of the pocket, extending the play or taking off and running for a first down and getting out of bounds before he's taking that big hit. So there's little things that you try to pick up and try to implement into your own game, but at the end of the day, it's still the most highly watched sports game in the United States and in North America for a reason, because it's entertaining and there's going to be some funny commercials. So I watch it from both perspectives.
One last one for you, Mike. I spoke to Ed Hervey, who won two Grey Cups as a player and then, of course, won this one as the general manager. And he told me that flat out, when you win as a player, man, you get to celebrate it much more. And this year, of course, it was different, man. You had to revamp the coaching staff. He's free agents. And then there was a coaching freeze and a lot of things dealing with it as a GM that he said, man, when I was a player, I really got to enjoy it. And even when you're working out, you're like, yeah, we're the champions. And then you start thinking about the ring. Who's on the ring design committee for your group?
I'm not sure who's on the design committee. I know there's obviously guys within the organization that have seen different mock-ups and things like that. I've talked to Dwayne Mandruziak, who obviously has been here for, I think, going on 46 years now. And, he's seen just about every Grey Cup ring there is to see. And I know Ed has obviously input into it, and I've just heard it's going to be really special, and I'm excited to see it. I haven't really asked for any details of it, because I know when they give us the rings and we all open them together, and if that's the first time you've seen it, that's a pretty special moment to be there with your teammates and to see that piece of hardware that you get to take home that represents the success and all the hard work that we've been putting in here, not just this year, but for the last 3 years since I've been here, going through 2013 and having 4-14 season. And then, after that, getting close last year, but not being able to get past the West final. And then this year, finally battling through the injuries and the adversity that our team did and to come away with the Grey Cup. It's really that collective 3 years that I look at that ring and say, man, that we fought through all of that and we were able to come away with this. And that's going to be a special moment. I'm excited for that for sure.
Well, Mike, I hope you can enjoy the rest of the offseason as a Grey Cup champion. I'm sure the rings, when you guys get it, will be a big deal. You'll be watching free agency. It could be one of the most hectic in CFL history starting next Tuesday, with a lot of guys signing in different places. So you'll have a few new teammates and some departing. And we'll also have to hook up with that big charity dinner with you sometime here when you're back in Edmonton.
Absolutely. You know what? You always do a great job giving back to the community, and I'm excited to do my little part and try to help out with that. But, we in the city of Edmonton appreciate all that you do. So keep up that work, man. And, there's going to be a lot of fireworks going on at CFL over the next couple of weeks. And we'll sit back and watch, and then we'll be ready to go for 2016.
Well, Mike, we appreciate it, man. And thanks for the kind words. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Thanks, brother. Have a good one.